Having a few expectations from close interactions is normal. But whenever you get angry, remember that you set the expectations in the first location is your issue. Besides, individuals are too busy to think about what they are doing or telling you about the implications. They often don't even understand how we can be harmed by certain deeds or words. Everyone should behave with each other in the best way in an ideal world. But we're not perfect. All of us are making errors. Some people realize it, some people don't. And if they don't, it's all right. There's no need to hold a grudge. Perhaps when they misbehave with you, somebody was going through hard times. For your own peace of mind, give people the benefit of doubt. Be empathetic, and from their view, look at things. In the long run, most things won't matter. Ultimately, you always forgive yourself, so why not forgive others? After all, we're all human. Be kind, forgive, and go forward. Stop blaming others for your expectations and take complete accountability for them. If your expectations are not met, lower them down and be thankful if they do better than anticipated. It's the same for life. Be thankful when life is nice and when it poses unexpected difficulties to you. React kindly and take it as an opportunity to train your mind. You're either in peace or you're training your mind throughout your lives. They are both essential and good for you. There are many reasons why our mood is getting worse, but the principle stays the same. Identify the cause, adjust your response, and select the brighter side to look at. Stop judging yourself and others, or the situation in your lives. Choose kindness and love. Love the way life is. Love the way you are. Love as they are other people. The drama of life takes from them the vision of many people. But the drama isn't the enemy, it's your friend instead. It's a test you need to pass to demonstrate how heavily you're engaged. Everyone would get what they visualize if it were easy, like magic. The law of attraction suggests you're getting what you're focusing on. Although it may be true, I do not agree 100% with it. This is not a law. We hear the law of success stories of appeal only from the successful individuals. No one understands how many have failed to use the attraction law. So, believe of it as a concept instead of thinking of it as a law. It's an instrument. If you work hard enough to achieve your vision, it will come true. Focus on your number one objective and give it your 100%. Practice the best. Give 10 times the effort. Maintain obligations. Be on schedule. Do what you said you would do. Focus. Remember what you mean by achievement. Set intention on a daily basis and take frequent measures, even if the steps are tiny. And most importantly, by celebrating tiny victories, appreciate your journey. As a means of happiness, don't chase the vision. Run away from the rat race. Now it's happiness you're focusing on. It will only amplify your feeling of fulfillment by reaching your vision. Make the reward for your journey and never waste a day of your life. Trust it's all happening for you. Trust that it's going to be all right. Trust your capacity to figure out all of these things. Trust yourself in the greater vision. You're a lot more capable than you believe. You can create your desired skills. Wherever you are in life, you can enhance. But confidence alone is not enough. Jim